Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, and so good to have Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He has seen it all from his perch in Indian Wells, where everything's always wonderful. But he's here in Southern Nevada and is with us in studio. James, what's going on, my friend?
Not a whole lot, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I've got to get to this only because I've seen this a couple of different places. I heard some audio relative to this whole thing of the PC Gestapo in SoCal is driving people nuts, in particular up in Sacramento, where I understand that either the Senate or the House Judiciary Committee. One of the committees, they have a prohibition on use of descriptive pronouns.
Yes. The California Senate Judiciary meeting has now outlawed the use of he or she. It has to be they or them. You cannot use the pronouns he or she at all in their proceedings.
But if you're talking about Joe and Jane, I understand they fits perfectly. But when you're talking specifically about Joe or Jane, don't you? I'm just trying to think of how it would work in language. I mean,
well, you just have to use the term Joe. You can't say he. You have to say Joe or
they. God.
But this comes from our former first lady, formerly referred to first lady, Gavin Newsom's wife, who now will not allow people to refer to her as the first lady. She has to be referred to as the first person because we have to change all the rules for 99% of us for 0.3% of the population, apparently.
Explain where explain where this is coming from. This is they want all the pronouns to be they, them, but I'm just I don't understand how it works or how we're supposed to communicate.
Well, that's our problem to figure out, apparently, because this is going on all around the country. It's ridiculous. And this Gavin Newsom, you know, he gives his inaugural speech where everybody's welcome. We're all one big family. Yet he doesn't even move into the governor's mansion. He moves 30 minutes away from the governor's mansion to a private residence that he just bought that's got a 10-foot wall on it. And instead of being able to walk from the governor's mansion to the state house to do his work, he now has to take his entire entourage in these SUVs 30 minutes to the state house. So this guy who's so involved in the environment and saving the planet from pollution is now contributing to it by having five SUVs take him to work every day, 30 minutes each way to work. So that's what we're dealing with. A little bit of liberal hypocrisy, I would say.
Yeah, and by the way, is Gavin Newsom more to the left than Governor Moonbeam?
Far to the left of Governor Moonbeam. Yeah, he makes Jerry Brown look like a conservative. And, you know, he's so welcoming to all these people, yet the neighborhood he moved to is 99% white. So his kids go to a private school. And so all these things he wants for the rest of us, he doesn't adhere to those policies at all.
And so there's no governor's mansion. There's no.
No, he's living on like an 8-acre ranch 30 minutes away.
I want to ask you about something that's happening. We've seen it with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We're seeing it with a lot of folks on the left, Howard Schultz and Tom Steyer and George Soros and all these people who want to profess the benefits of socialism. We're hearing about Medicare for all, single-payer health care. And there was a Kaiser Family Foundation study that showed that 60% of Americans favor Medicare for all. They have a positive view of Medicare for all. Except I guess when you start digging down on the numbers, it's not nearly as good as 60%. In fact, it's more like what? Something like 37% when you tell people that their taxes. First of all, where is this coming from? Is this kind of a payback for you know, turning our schools over to the left-wing fanatics? And all of a sudden, now our kids are starting to say that?
Go back to 1978 when Jimmy Carter nationalized the school system. That started it. And these kids since then have just been totally indoctrinated into the left liberal thinking. And that's where we are. Obamacare got this thing started. Obamacare was never to take care of everybody. They wanted single payer all the way, and that's what they're going to get. I do find it kind of interesting, though, that in the last day, Kamala Harris has backed off of that position. You know, that was her big speech in Oakland the other day, Medicare for all and free and everything else, and now she's backing off that. So somebody must have educated her a little bit.
I want you to hear from Frank Luntz. He is the great pollster. This is Cut 8, by the way. And Frank Luntz was on with Laura Ingraham. I don't know if you caught this last night, Jim, but was on with Laura Ingraham. And there is some scary polling out there among millennials that does not bode well for all of this going forward. Here's Frank Luntz last night with Laura Ingraham.
So what do you think of the latest socialist fad you heard in our A block, Frank? When people actually find out it costs them money, that's when they say, well, wait a second. Maybe this green thing isn't so great. Maybe Medicare for all. Hold your horses. Stop the presses. Maybe I'm learning something. What do you make of this?
Well, I can give you the statistics behind it. We polled 18 to 29-year-olds. 58% of them, 18 to 29, 58% believe socialism is a better economic system than capitalism. And only 34% chose capitalism. The remainder actually chose communism. So you now have a majority of young people who believe in Bernie Sanders. And that has been increasing over time. If you go back 25 years, it was only a third of young people. Do they become more conservative over time? Absolutely. But we've never had a young generation who's more ideologically unattuned to what their parents and their grandparents think.
Well, that's because we never had universities quite this radical or a media quite this involved in the spreading of these untruths about the free market, et cetera. And we have CEOs, Frank, that are running for cover. I mean, these CEOs who have been doing well in the Trump economy, they better get out there, get out from under their desks and start defending this way of life in this country, or they're going to find themselves, you know, I guess, running for the next plane to the Bahamas or somewhere else they can hide their money.
That brings us to the fake news media, which I think is helping to foster this socialist wave that we're having. And you've come up with some numbers relative to the fake news media. and the people that control what it is we are seeing on radio and TV. And some of the numbers, I mean, some of this stuff is scary.
It's downright scary. I mean, we're just inundated by left-wing propaganda. It's just the media is just an extension of the liberal platform. In 1983, there were 50 companies who controlled 90% of the media. That's pretty spread out there. That's you had a lot of conservative, you had liberal, you had everything. In fact, when we were growing up, we only had NBC, CBS, and ABC, and Walter Cronkite was supposed to be
the most trusted man in America.
But he was pretty much a liberal, but we just didn't know it because that's all we knew. That's how we got, that's who we went to for our news. But these 50 companies controlled 90% of the media. Today, that same 90% is controlled by six companies. You've got Disney and Time Warner and Comcast and News Corp, which is Fox, and National Amusements, and they're all politically correct. And they're all very liberal politically. The only one who's not is Rupert Murdoch, but he's 89 years old. He's turned it over to his kids.
And the kids are liberal.
And not only the kids are liberal, but the kids' wives, who are very influential on the kids, are even more liberal. And so Fox is going the way of CNN. That's happening fairly quickly. And you got Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post. I think we call that the Amazon Post because that's – he just bought that so he could be all over Trump. And then you got the Sulzberger family who owns the New York Times, and the New York Times hasn't endorsed a Republican candidate in over 60 years. So that's where all these kids are getting their information, plus from the universities they go to that are uber liberal. You're not even allowed to espouse a conservative viewpoint at a university or you're just chastised. So not only chastised, but you're not going to pass the courses that you're taking because the liberal professors just won't tolerate it.
Our kids are grown and out of the nest for the most part. Do you worry, though, about those that have kids that are 7, 8, 10 years old of how they're going to come out in 10 or 12 or 15 years?
I've got three grandkids.
Oh, that's right.
And
didn't even think of that.
I look at them every day and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what kind of a world are they going to see in 15, 18 years when they're – in college and just getting out of college, it's going to I can't even imagine what it's going to look like. Look how it's changed just since 2001, since we had our 9/11 episode. I mean, that's been totally forgotten, and we've gone the other way. I mean, how can we have a Muslim monument at the site of 9/11 right now? They've just put a – I mean, what's wrong with this country? It's just going – sideways, and I do blame the media, and I don't understand why the media is doing this because they have to know it's ruining the country, but they just don't care. It's all about a political agenda.
Okay, in our nation's capital, even as we speak, this so-called conference committee is meeting, and I've got to ask you, my level of trust of Congress is way, 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 way low. My question is, do you think anything will come out of this? I mean, we've got to have a settlement by February 15. Otherwise, we shut the government down again.
I think the Democrats want to. I think Nancy Pelosi thinks that she's winning, and I think she would welcome a government shutdown again. I think that's exactly what's going to happen because she's not going to fund this wall. But I tell you what, Donald Trump is a formidable force. He's got something up his sleeve. I mean, he didn't get elected by having a lot of backing. You know, he had everybody against him. He had big tech against him. I mean, Hillary Clinton's got years of experience in politics. She had $2 billion behind her. You know, she had the media on her side. The GOPs were against him, and he still won. So I wouldn't count him out yet.
We have word from the future attorney general, Mark Whitaker, the interim attorney general, that we are close to the end of the Robert Mueller investigation. You believe that?
Not unless they can come up with something else. I mean, they keep digging and digging and digging. I hope that. I mean, it's been over 2 years now. And he hasn't come up with one thing because you know if he had come up with something, it would be leaked. We would know about it. And going after all these bit part characters like Roger Stone –
George Papadopoulos.
Yeah, all these guys that have nothing to do with what the original intent of the investigation was about. I don't think anything's going to come out of it. But he spent about $45 million of our tax dollars doing it.
Well, and the fact is that if this thing was supposed to be about Russian collusion, what we have found out is there was no Russian collusion on the part of the campaign or on the part of Donald J. Trump or the kids or, you know, Sean Spicer or any of these people.
Well, and then it just came out today that this Russian prostitute who was behind the dossier saying that this informant to Manafort was involved with the collusion. She just backtracked on that whole thing, said she made it up so she could stay out of jail because they had put her in jail in Thailand, and she wanted to get out of jail in Thailand. So she said that. Now that she's out of jail, she says, oh, I was just joking.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, my God. let me just ask you, though. This investigation, which has gone nowhere, which, you know, they've indicted about 30 Russian nationals. They have jailed George Papadopoulos and then let him go. He spent 14 days, I think, all of 14 days in the slammer.
8 out of 14. I think he got out for good behavior early, I think.
God. at the end of this, we're going to have spent $30, $40 million, whatever the number is. Do you think they're going to come up with anything? I mean, we always hear about there might be sealed indictments somewhere along the way.
Might be. I think if they had it, they'd have it by now. I think the disgrace in this thing is Paul Manafort. Who, I mean, they keep saying that he had a relationship with this Russian pollster. No, it was a Ukrainian pollster. There is a difference. And they've put this guy in solitary confinement. He's 72, 73 years old, and he gets out 1 hour a day, and he's just got a little peephole in this room that's about the size of a little bathroom, and that's where he is. I mean, I understand that if you spend 2 weeks in there, it can drive a sane person totally crazy. And that there's got to be something.
It really is, in a sense, torture.
Yes, it is torture.
And you can't tell me that these people, we forget about presumption of innocence. We forget about all kinds of stuff.
If you're a liberal and you're going after a conservative, there's no presumption of innocence.
And yet, James Comey, we know he's a leaker. We know he's a liar. Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails. Whatever happened to those? You know, all of that, and nobody gets perp walked out of their house. To me, it's incredible that they can do this to Roger Stone, because they can do it to Roger Stone. They can do it to Jim Yoder. They can do it to Kevin Wall. They can do it to anybody.
Roger Stone's being punished because he's pro-Trump and he's flamboyant. And he gets out there and he says what he thinks, and he draws attention to himself. And so they had to bring in 29 armed agents. They even had two people in his behind him in his canal.
Yeah, in case amphibious folks.
Yeah, unless in case he was going to swim away, but he doesn't know how to swim.
Oops. That's unbelievable. Jim, always good. Thanks so much. Always good to see you. And we may have some breaking news on you coming up in a couple of weeks.
We might.
So we'll find out.
I'll stay in touch.
Sounds good. Jim Yoder joining us as we continue live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Stay with us. My favorite part of the show. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's all next, live and local now. Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. So much on our plate. We've got the 1 October report that's out from the FBI. A lot of people are, shall we say, underwhelmed. We've got the so-called conference committee going on in our nation's capital. Not a lot of people are confident that they'll come up with anything between now and February 15. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. We're going to do it. This is called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And you know how that works. You call in 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's that simple. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what we're going to talk about. We hope that it's compelling. It's something you actually care about. Topical, today's news, not something from 3 weeks ago. And hopefully entertaining, it will hold our attention. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. I've got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I like listening to your buddy, Jim Yoder. He's very sober, and he gives, one-sided issue very well. I got three quick points. Capitalist excess leads to socialist excess. Capitalist imbalance, which you don't think exists, leads to socialist imbalance. When you have Rush Limbaugh, the nitwit Levin, Savage, who make $20 to $30 million a year, who have $100 to $200 million in the bank, lecturing poor, dumb Republicans who listen that they shouldn't have free health care, it is the height of lunacy and irony. And if these people don't recognize that, I can't help them.
But Mike, this notion that it's not free health care. It's not.
I know. Okay. But the out-of-pocket expense for Anthem and Blue Cross, which just went out of business, $800, $1,000 a month, versus another raising your taxes by what, $1,000 or $2,000, that's the issue that Jim Yoder doesn't understand. Of course it's not free. But the out-of-pocket expense by these multimillionaires, it's ridiculous. The basketball players, the football players, this is capitalist excess. You think it's nothing, because billionaires are fine with you. But this is superficial rewarding of superficial stuff, and it's excessive.
But When I grew up, I wanted to be successful, and I looked at people like Bill Gates, Paul Allen, Howard Schultz. They had a vision.
I understand.
They said, I'm going to serve something that people get all the time, coffee, yes. And I'm going to turn it into a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the guy was smart enough to and now he's a billionaire.
Okay. I know. I got two points. I got two more points. But let me say this. Not everybody can do it, Kevin. Most people are ordinary. They're working Joes. They're not going to be a Bill Gates. It's beyond their reach. And this is excessive. What you call success, others call excess. I understand we disagree, too. When a majority of the population gets free health care, it has to be for all. That's the other issue. When the poor get it for free, when the immigrants get it for free, when over 65, etc., then you have to extend it to all, or it's not fair. And this is a factor, too. And maybe that was the way they wanted to work it in. On a minor point, and then I'll shut up, Citizen Kane, I don't know if you've seen it lately, it was about the influence of the Hearst on the Spanish-American War when they influenced public opinion. You've always had this thing, a few companies, although growing up in New York used to have 7 or 8 dailies. But that movie deals explicitly with the right-wing influence, the warmongers of the media. But my main point is the first one, and I know we disagree on this. But people look at this and say, this is ridiculous. The middle class are getting squeezed out of existence. The poor people are getting everything. And you have these supermen, athletes, etc., and businessmen who are wallowing in hundreds of millions of dollars. If you don't see there's something wrong there, Kevin, I don't know what to tell you.
Would you feel better if we take you back to 1983? Where 50 companies controlled 90% of the media. Would you be okay with that?
I don't know. I don't think that's true. You had three networks on TV. What 50 companies? You had the Hearst newspapers running hundreds of papers in the 50s and 60s. And I forgot the other company. I don't know if what he's saying is true, because then he's saying you had ABC, CBS, NBC, and Westinghouse. I don't think it's ever been true. Although you had more newspapers. That's true, but you still had the Hearst, who was huge. But, the point is, look, what led to the Communist Revolution and what led to the revolution in China and Russia was inherited wealth of these arrogant people who were rolling in dough while peasants were starving for bread. It was one excess that led to the other. And it's important. Okay.
Am I not going to be able to convince you today?
Am I not going to be able to convince you?
Touche. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The capitalist system has worked well in this country for hundreds of years. I mean, it's the basis. You work hard, you get paid. Okay? If you don't like your job at, say, Walmart, if you don't think they pay enough, then go to someplace else that does pay better. If you don't like a job in fast food, don't immediately say, well, we ought to pay every fast food worker $15 an hour or $30 an hour, whatever it is. The fact is, look into another industry that pays better. Go to junior college for 6 months and start reading, medical stuff. I mean, people do that. Some states, believe it or not, retrain you. They'll take a guy that produces widgets, and he finds that there's no call for a widget factory in his town. And he retrains as a med tech, let's say. And they're making $18, $20 an hour, whatever it is. Oh, okay, that's fine. So you have to retrain them. And there are states that have funds for that very purpose. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Will. Will, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about a bunch of things. I'll give it a shot. You ready? Here's what we need to do. We need to redefine government and what essential services are and amenities. Set everything else aside. We need to sit down and define what government is, what essential services are, and what amenities are. And you need to start in two places. You need to replace all of the K-12 teachers, educational institutes with the National Guard. You need to take back and free your children. That's number one. Number two, you need to do some type of term limits on all politicians and public employees in a different application. And the third thing is you need to start with the votes. We're seeing voter fraud that's being manipulated behind the scenes by those people that are deep into the system that are opportunists calling themselves public employees, like a killer bee hive takeover or something. You're going to drop back and start in two places. Remember that. The K-12, the children, the public school system is gone commie and pervy, in my opinion. And the other part is the voting. We're going nowhere, and we need to start there right now, and I'm not sure we can do that, Kevin.
Wait a minute. But you also mentioned government workers. What is it we should do? We should term limit government workers?
Well, no, because we can't have this discussion outside of a three-minute popcorn minute. But the point is that if you're a public employee, I'm paying you a flat hourly wage. I'm not paying you investment plan. I'm not paying for you to babysit your kids. I'm not paying for health. You want that, you get another job. I pay you a flat hourly wage. We limit you to 7 years. And then what we do is we give you increased bonuses. We give you a bonus if you train the prior employee. But from now, the public employee unions, ladies and gentlemen, are based upon your school, K-12. They're all anchoring around those because they get funded from your dwelling and your children. We're facing some type of new war. I think Wayne Allyn Root is correct. This is some type of warfare we've not seen before, except in history, where one society takes over another slowly because their leadership fails them. But in our case, everything is complex because technology is now swarming. We have a myriad of pieces that are in play, and the only person now with true leadership is Donald Trump, and we're going to have to decide where the hell we're going. We better get this straight pretty quick here, because if you have an economic collapse or a currency collapse, we're going to see, like, well, actually, I think, you know, more I think about it, an economic collapse would clean this place out. If we got 11 to 20 million illegals in here, it means we have a false economy to begin with. That'd be a good way to straighten this thing back out to the family.
You know what we did? And it didn't get a lot of publicity at the time, but in the teeth of the recession, a lot of the people who had come across our border illegally began to go to the Mexican consulate in major cities across America to sign paperwork so they could go back home, so they could bring their furniture back across the border, embassy. And they found that they had tons of people who were trying to get back home, essentially self-deporting, if you will. It's been criticized, but it is what it is. The jobs dried up here, even for illegals. And they had to go home. More of your calls coming up. Again, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. I've just freed up a line. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's get to your phone calls. It is our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know what this is, for those of you that are new to the program, the last half hour of every show, we devote to you. And we give you the freedom to take the program in just about any direction you want. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, students, let's begin with Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead. Hello? Yeah. We'll put him on hold to get him some caller training, and then let's go to Scott. Scott, you're next, and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. I can hear you now. Hey, yeah, hi, Kevin. It's the canal guy here. I was just kidding when I was talking about that. I mean, I know that's not feasible, but I can dream, can I?
You can. On this show, you're allowed to. You are allowed to dream. Even
yeah, I'm still looking for that.
Even if we know that it's not going to happen.
Right. I'm still looking for that $5 taxi cab, though.
Yeah, you'll be looking for a while. You'll be looking for a while on that one in this town.
Yeah, Kevin. If you give conservatives a pile of bricks, they'll turn it into a city. But if you give liberals a city, they're going to turn it into a pile of bricks.
And the point is?
The point is that the liberals will take the city and turn it into a pile of bricks.
Wow.
They'll ruin it.
Well,
I got a great slogan. Huh? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You first.
I got a great slogan for 2020. Put it on like a, you know, another version of the mega hat. It'll read, "Make America America Again," and in parentheses underneath it, "Not Venezuela."
Ooh.
Your thoughts?
Constant. No, I know. In fact, I tell you, I love that. I'm going to tell you why. Because Venezuela is exactly what these utopian young people are hoping for. That is precisely what they're shooting for. They want us to be Venezuela, where what, the inflation rate is like 80,000% or something like that? 80,000%. They got so many problems. It's not even funny. Okay, let's see. Let's see if Jay has fixed this problem. Jay, go right ahead. You're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know it was open mic. I was really talking about insurance, but I had two things I just wanted to say real quick. Was that first, that just from a personal experience, My wife's about to have a baby. She's a nurse. And insurance coverage from her. And right now I'm looking for a job, and a lot of it is affected by whether or not a job can provide health care or these benefits. A lot of time, one of the benefits from a conservative angle is that if you have maybe catastrophic care for people in general, then it would actually open up the market more so people can see both sides of it. But now that I know that it's open mic, one thing I called about before I wanted to reinforce and kind of restate again is that abolishing the 19th Amendment is a great thing for this country. A great thing for women.
You're the Jay that caused all that trouble last week. Wow, yeah. He's back. And by the way, you saw the firestorm that followed your appearance on our show last week. You do realize that.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he didn't know about it. Hey, I hope everything goes well with the pregnancy. And again, my recommendation, you know, if you're looking for a gig with a benefit, I mean, I'd go to the federal government, state government, county government, city government. I mean, those city jobs always, I mean, those county jobs, those state jobs, I mean, they always have some sort of benefit package. I mean, and people say, well, why do we give these people so much? Because you have to compete with the private sector. You have to compete with the private sector. There's no way you can get around it. Nah. Tell you what, Stu, go down to the Coachella Valley. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, real quick. First of all, I don't know why you keep on defending this Bill Gates character when everybody knows he's a eugenist and wants to kill every poor person, including you. I don't know. I don't even though I don't know how much you make. I haven't made it or whatever, but he still thinks you're poor, man. And I want to talk about real quick about a case of this illegal alien called Juan Jose M. from Baltimore, and the news media is not talking about it. He stabbed to death Claudia Perotti. He was being extradited from Mexico, and while that was happening, his new girlfriend visited him, and he strangled her to death. And
Swell guy.
Yeah. A quick update on the caravan. They're in Central America, they're advertising it in car speakers running around the whole Central America saying that Mexico is very welcoming to go up there, to go to the north, and they're promoting how they're giving them toothpaste, toothbrushes, shoes, food, and clothing, and somebody's paying for that. And the Mexican government, once again, says that they will only accept refugees back in Tijuana, that are 18 to 60 years old, and they don't want no kids and no people with diseases. So,
well, a sovereign nation can do whatever it wants. That's going to do it. God, I can't believe it. We're already to the end of the show. I can't believe it. We'll do it again tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, will join us. Until we join you mañana, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.